From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, we welcome you to our program. Before we turn to John chapter 15, the verses 12 to 16, may I mention that for the next few weeks we will be setting aside our study of John's Gospel and instead featuring the testimony of the late Frank Knox, a brethren evangelist loved by many. I will also be considering the topic, Why I Believe That Jesus Is Coming Again. I hope that you will enjoy this brief change in our program schedule and that you will tune in each week and enjoy these broadcasts. We will, of course, be continuing our study of the universal lament of parents over wayward children in our 9 o'clock program. So do tune in each Monday at 10 in the morning and 9 in the evening. Today our topic is Love, Friendship, and Fruitfulness, verses 12 to 16 of John chapter 15. But first let's listen to a hymn. It's the hymn, Room at the Cross.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grace so free is sufficient for me, and deep is its fountain as wide.
Let's turn, please, to John chapter 15, the verses 12 through to 16. I'm going to read those verses. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. This chapter is like a fruitful vine. Each verse is a branch heavily laden with wise and instructive statements from the Saviour. First of all, consider with me how the Saviour commands his disciples to love one another. It is a positive duty laid upon every true believer to love the family of God. The Saviour has referred to love before in this chapter, in verses 9 and 10, that he should return to the subject and reinforce it with a command indicates the importance of it. This is a commandment as important as any of the 10 that were given to Moses at Mount Sinai and inscribed upon stone by the finger of God. The Saviour indicates the degree to which he would have his commandments obeyed, that ye love one another as I have loved you. This is a high standard indeed. This requires more than the employment of the terms and tones of love. We must do more than merely mouth loving platitudes. The love that Christ had for his people is our model and our standard. See how the Saviour describes this love in verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. This is what we call Calvary love. It is the love that drew salvation's plan. It is the love that brought our Saviour from above to die on the cross. That is the love we must show one to another, Christian. It is a self-sacrificing love. It puts our brethren and sisters before ourselves. It labours for their comfort and good. It must be stated that such love is not blind to sin and wrongdoing. No true love will see the danger in sin and speak out to warn and rebuke if necessary. As many as I love, says the Saviour, I rebuke and chasten. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. None showed more of the love of God toward his neighbours than did Jeremiah. And yet there fell from his lips many rebukes and censures. This is a day when the loving heart will be pressed to speak out in chidings and reproofs. The absence of such rebukes spells not love and tenderness, but a lack of true love. Secondly, note the friendship that exists between the Saviour and his disciples. Henceforth I call you not servants, but I have called you friends. Verse 15. This is an astounding statement as far as poor sinners are concerned. We who were the enemies of God by nature are, by God's grace, made his friends. To this high elevation Abraham was lifted, and the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. James chapter 2, verse 23. That the Lord of glory should rescue us is beyond our comprehension. But that he should then elevate us to this high status of friendship is marvelous beyond words. The prodigal felt himself so unworthy when he returned to his father's house, he asked not for former privileges to be restored, but said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Luke chapter 15, verses 18 and 19. But of course his father bestowed great gifts of love and friendship upon his repentant son. That is what our Saviour does for those who come to him in repentance. There is a portion in 1 Samuel where Hannah, the mother of Samuel, praises God for his mercy toward her in granting her a son. Listen to her words. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. 1 Samuel chapter 2, the verse 8. That is the mercy and grace which our Saviour displays for his people. He makes them his friends. Dear Christian, you have a friend in glory. You need not fear coming to him with all your needs. He is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. Make much of his friendship in prayer. May we know what it means to speak of Christ in the words of the Song of Songs. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. The Song of Solomon, chapter 5, and the verse 16. Consider, finally, the Saviour's teaching here on the doctrine of election. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Verse 16. Christ had chosen these apostles to eternal life, and also to the office of apostleship. The choice was his alone. Christ calls sinners unto himself who, at the moment of calling, are unaware of Christ or who he is. That is why the salvation of the sinner is referred to as it is. Paul describes the task given to him as a preacher of the gospel in Acts chapter 26 and the verse 18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Here is election at work. Those in darkness and ignorance are called by grace into the light of God's salvation. The choice was the Lord's, not the subject of his mercy. The work must be done by the Lord, or it will not take place. None will ever be saved unless the Lord first regenerates the soul and calls it unto himself. Would not Lazarus still be in that grave in which he had been led by Mary and Martha, had not the Lord called him forth? Salvation is of the Lord. Notice that Christ chooses and calls men that they might be fruitful and holy. It's not merely that they may be saved, but that they may be servants also. Where there is no fruitfulness of life, there is no calling by Christ. Fruitfulness in holiness is the evidence of the call of Christ in a person's life. Lazarus left the confines of the tomb and so demonstrated that he had been called by Christ. None who remain among the bones and corruptions of this world's sin have a right to call themselves Christians. Please take these words to your heart. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join us then. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.